Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I think it's more so mixing it in more. It's been feeling really good out of the hand recently. Been getting pretty good results on it. More than anything, just command. Pretty much trusted every pitch I was throwing. Adley called a great game and really just following the game plan that we put together. But hats off to Adley because he called a great game and execution was there tonight. Yeah, he was incredible. That line drive that McKinstry hit was, I didn't even see the ball, and next thing I'd turn around and Yuri had it in the glove.
You know, I give credit to the guys that were in the lineup the last couple weeks. I mean, we rolled off some wins and we hung in there, but you know, when you write that thing out right there, 1-9, and you look at the 6, 7, 8, 9 specifically, man, you feel pretty good. For the last month, I've been like, man, love to throw up 10 tonight, make this thing a little bit easier. I would have loved to have done that like the first few innings, you know, but you're kind of pulling your hair out there in the seventh and, you know, when to bring in an Aiken and the whole situation there. So we'll take 10, however you get them.
If the Orioles score 10 runs tonight, I'll buy you $100 each worth of booze.
Ooh.
And you're hearing it on point.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to be sitting there tomorrow. Tonight, cheering my ass up.
Yeah. Mind you, nothing forced you into this.
Yeah, you said 10-1. Against this team?
Right.
Mize and that bullpen?
But what do you have to gain by saying this?
And as I said after that, nothing really. But Vinny, what you don't know is that when you were out at one winning drive, Nolan McGraw said, I'm not going to make you pay.
I did.
He backed off the bat.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he did. So let's finish. Let's go to the tape, as Warner Wolf would say.
But I didn't.
In the interest of transparency.
It's both of you. That. Combined. Look, the Orioles hadn't scored double digits since opening day. And we were talking also, the 10 runs, they would be lucky to do that in the next two games combined prior to last night. And they yanked it up. And by the way, I will pay. Yes, I'm delinquent on my bills. I'm getting the orange letter from BGE, Rashawn, that sort of thing. Or pink, rather. I know what time it is. And I will handle my business and back up that bet for sure. And if I'm paying because the Orioles are doing well, I got no problem with that. I mean, what I'm going to do, like most gambling addicts do, bad ones, I'll just keep doubling up until, you know, I'm selling my car. I have to go to a Total Wine or a liquor store to get my thing taken care of. But 10 runs. Now, if you didn't see the game, it wasn't as blowouty as that final score would indicate because the Orioles puffy pants them there in the last couple of innings. But Zach Eplin was great last night against the Tigers, and they really needed him to be great because, as we talked about yesterday, well, the Orioles had four less than quality starts, lost three of the four games, needed the offense to come alive in game two against the A's in Sacramento, who, by the way, just got swept by the Angels. He was outstanding, and he's working on his changeup, and he's bringing some things in. All right, as usual, there might have been some interesting calls from the home plate umpire, but that's just part of the reality that we live in with Major League Baseball, and it's kind of been that reality for over 150 years, to be totally honest with you. But the bat's coming alive, And look, Jordan Westbrook's been en fuego since his return from the IL. Said came back last night. Well, he struggled in his game one, but he bang last night. And he brings that defensive strength to the outfield, kind of solidifies everything else in the outfield spots there. But how about this? In the month of June, Adley Rutschman, 387 batting average, 1090 OPS. And 2 weeks ago, Vinny was, Nolan, a lot of the listeners, we were napalming this guy. Why is he batting second? Why is he insta out here killing whatever rally the Orioles might be starting? Now, and this started at the end of May, too. Let's not forget this uprising. Got a little power to him. He had that right-handed hit double down the line late in the game last night. So Adley's playing like Adley. And you heard Eplin there in the opening of the show talking about how he called a great game. So Adley, we said the Orioles were back. You did. They're still not. That's another discussion. But how about this one? Is Adley back?
I think that might be a little bit easier bridge to cross there. I might be willing to go there. I mean, I was willing to say the whole team was back. So why not him?
Okay.
But it is just, look, everyone contributed last night. Everyone was chipping in, but it was those big names doing the heavy lifting. Westberg, just like Hauser, when he came back, instant impact. Westberg comes back, 2 games, 2 homers. Did I think that was going to happen? No. But maybe it speaks to a lot of the people like PT and Towson, or the people that were very positive about what the team could be, saying, hey, if you get these injured guys back, it could lead to a turnaround. I was skeptical. I mean, how much can one man, can two men do? Well, you're kind of seeing it in real time. This is what the full strength lineup can look like.
The other correlation, though, is what did we get last night, too, that was very good? Start.
Well, we were talking about Apple. We just talked about him. He was brilliant.
Talk about every time they get a good quality start, then they got a chance.
Yep. Eplin, as we just heard him say, was working on the changeup. Adley called a great game. Aiken came in and closed that last uprising that Detroit had till the Orioles blew that thing out of the water. But getting back to the question, is Adley Rutschman back to where he was, say, a year ago, where he was well on his way, and deservedly so, to being the starting catcher for the All? He's not going to be that guy. Kyle Raleigh should be the starting catcher in Wells in New York. You got a lot of guys competing. But if the Orioles as a team are going to ever get back in 25, and I'm still skeptical, I don't want to be that guy because nobody wants him to win more than me. Adley better be back. And boy, this is a lot better, Adley Rutschman, than we were watching a month ago, 3 weeks ago, for sure.
Well, Bob, when was it we were – Seattle, wasn't it, when they were playing Seattle? If he's batting second, we're going to have a problem. Yeah. And then he's been hitting ever since.
Yeah, outside of that 0 for 5 3Ks. But, he got it together. But also, so Adley's back. Yeah, are we going that?
He's headed in the right direction.
I'll dive in.
He's better. Like you said with the Orioles being back, they were better, which they are.
Yep.
Adley's better. I don't know if he's back, but he's certainly better, and he was bad when he was struggling. Gunnar Henderson, who was my – hey, watch out, Gunnar's going to go bananas in June. 406 with the 1,003 OPS. Just waiting for the power numbers to start to rise up. It's only June 12th, by the way. So you're starting to see, and Holliday's locked in at leadoff. Forget about that. He had 2 knocks last night. O'Hearn had 2 ribbies, who was kind of scuffling a little bit. Westberg, as we said, he's been on fire. And I've said all along, just my humble opinion, Bob Haney, on a total request Thursday. Gunner's the best player on the team.
No doubt.
Got the best war, I think, right now. And he's struggling for him. Westberg's the second best player on the team. So I'm going with that, and I'm going to stick with that. Now, you got Sed, you got Adley. Arias has been great this season, and he had a big day last night. And we heard Eplin talking about Ramon, the defense. How about maybe the play of the game when Colt Keith doubles off the wall? They got second and third, one out, and they finally get on the board. And then a grounder to third, and then boop, boop, out. Done. Arias play at the plate, and then Aiken comes in and seals the deal there.
Huge moment.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that in the span of an inning or two, you went from feeling tense, like, oh man, they might give this thing away. As great as Eflin was, put the traffic on, leaves with things not in his control. They like Keegan Aiken. You trust Keegan Aiken. But even then, with runners on, it's always dicey. It's kind of like Yennier Cano. Like, Yennier Cano starting an inning clean, feel pretty decent about it, feel okay. When he comes in with runners on base already, it's a total dice roll. So for them to get out of that, and then even just the one tack on in the seventh to take a 3-1 lead, that was just a huge sigh of relief alone. And that was just one run. Forget the explosion in the eighth. I mean, that it was very dicey there for a second.
Yeah, that was the Gunner bloop single, got that run back, and that Dirk Dingler, remember him from Boogie Nights, he had the pass ball, and then the kind of floodgates open to turn this into a blowout. So, to get back to the most important part of it, do I got to pay? We in?
Well, I think we would like...
I will. Because if I win, I'm demanding payment.
We knew that already.
We'll make another bet.
That's
what I'm saying. It's going to, like, I got $40 in my pocket.
How about we start with the, what is it for Vinny? 60 for Vinny, and it's 45 for me. Can we start there? Forget the 100 on top of that. Can we just get the hide and
before
the
football season
the NFL?
Starts?
Can we pay up the NFL? And
yeah,
the
we got to get square before we start doing predictions. By the way, Buffalo is going to win the AFC East. Spoiler alert on that one. Speaking of football, Ravens canceled OTAs today. Saw John Harbaugh walking into Camden Yards yesterday when I was walking in my car. Because I saw, you know, he got the big pomp and circumstance there by Home Plate Plaza. What I was doing at the time, and it was Bark at the Park night. And for the second Wednesday, they've had it, which is a great... I love dogs. You have two dogs?
I got two, yeah.
We have cats because they're easier to manage. But I love dogs. But I'm walking down old 295 towards Lot A. And what do I see? Piles of dog crap.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's the second one. So I'm going to make a public service announcement to all of you listening. The Orioles are giving you a gesture. Bring your dog to the park. They're over at Pickles, as Nolan can attest to. And Jim Hunter was there last night, another dog lover, because he's got a dog named Jake. He rules. But if your dog's going to crap on the sidewalk, literally in front of the stadium.
Bring your bag.
Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's just common courtesy. But anyway, so I'm navigating turds. And then I walk past, and there's John Harbaugh getting out of a limo, talking to the police officers there. I didn't have time to grab ass because I had a extra large double cheese with pepperoni waiting for me out there. And it was delicious. From a place in Glen Burnie, not a sponsor. It rhymes with Akko's. But it was pretty cool. But OTAs are canceled. When we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Orioles could win the series tonight against Scooble and the Tigers. No easy feat. Dean Kramer for the Birds. But usually this is the game where Kramer kind of rises to the occasion. So let's see if he can do it again. If you want to get in, is Adley Rutschman back? We knew Gunner's going to stud it up, but Adley was in kind of a prolonged funk. Now he's coming out of it. Is Adley Rutschman back? Which means the Orioles could be back, but we're also going to talk to Vinny about his observations from OTAs, which for the calendar year of 2025 are over.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up here at 6:35, BBT, live from Pickles, me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe DeCroy. Back together like we were 2 days ago, Kramer against Tarek Skubal. NBA Finals, Game 3 last night. Pacers pull away in the fourth quarter to beat Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, and we'll talk more about it during the whip. During the regular season, they were 61-2 when they led going into the fourth quarter.
Wow.
They're 1-2 in the finals because they were up, what, 6 or 5 last night. Going into the fourth, Mathurin was great, and his well, they didn't play at the same time in Arizona, but McConnell was been fantastic, looked like a young me, except I shoot left-handed and wasn't as athletic or played in the NBA or as tall. But either way, you get the point. But I was stunned because I thought it was going to be puppy pants, and then they would win game three, in a, or game four, rather, in a close one, and then finish them in OKC now. The winner of game four probably would win the series. Because if the anyway, Thunder gets a split, then it goes back there, then they could come back to Indiana up 3-2, et cetera, et cetera. But Pacers were significant underdogs, and yet here they are kind of handling the best team in the NBA. And OKC gets at you defensively, but they're making some big offensive plays, though.
Yeah, it was interesting. Indiana just finds a way. That's kind of, and, you know, being at home for the first game, you know, that was big for them, energy-wise and stuff. But to win it in the fourth, they're going to have a ton of confidence going into this next one, too.
And what they're doing here, you see these trends, and it's in all sports. When a team is doing things now that they don't do during the regular season to lose,
right?
That means the team that's doing that to you might be one of these teams of destiny. If you believe in that sort of thing. Now, are the Orioles a team of destiny after this dreadful start to 2025? And by the way, they still have tons of work to do, but they could win a series tonight against the Tigers. Now, if they get thumped and Skubal throws a two-hitter, then we're probably whining again tomorrow. But let's handle this win and treat it appropriately. Quality start, big bats. Okay, they struggled with runners. They were 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position for a while there until they broke out late. But let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. How are you feeling on this Total Request Thursday?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. How are you?
All right.
So I think that yesterday's win goes down probably as one of the top three games of the year. And that might be a bold take, but they had good pitching, good defense, and good hitting from our lineup. I know some of the situations might not be there, but when you look at the box score, it turned out pretty good with everybody getting a hit.
Right. Now, and the bullpen again.
Yeah.
The bullpen
was great. I thought the biggest, like the guy who took the biggest relief, when O'Hearn got his hit, it was like, whew, thank God.
Yeah. And then Aiken getting out of that jam in the seventh was huge, too.
Well, and that all plays together. You know, when Aiken comes in, and, you know, I've had confidence in Aiken all year long, but when he gets that big out, and, you know, Urias makes the play down the line. I mean, that was just the set the tone for the rest of the game, you know. And I thought I was honestly very upset when Eflin threw that high changeup, because he'd been doing really good job at keeping it low in the zone, and that's the one mistake that he made. And unfortunately, you know, luckily it didn't leave the ballpark, but I was like, oh boy, here we go again. But he settled down, and the bullpen came in, and what was it, 9 pitches from Baker, 4 pitches from Aiken, 9 pitches or 10 pitches from Soto? I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. So,
no doubt.
And with,
go ahead,
with today's game, you know, I'm hopeful for the best, but I am expecting, you know, a good pitch game by Scooball like usual. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully the momentum carries over to today.
All right, Ryan, thanks. And look, Kramer's on the hill for the Orioles, and I'm not saying the Orioles are going to win, but I think Manbun's going to rise up. And he coming off a rough start, but he had been outstanding prior to his last outing. So I think Dean Kramer will rise to the occasion and give them enough to keep them in the game. Question will be, can this Orioles offense that scored 10 runs for the first time since opening day, can they continue to, they don't need 10. 10 would be great, and we'll take it, but can they get a 4 or 5 clipper here against Scooball, which could be good enough to win?
See, I think that, like you said about Manbun, I think he is a competitive dude. You know, when he sees Scooball on the other side, I got to be better than him today. That's my goal.
Yeah, Scooball 6-2, 216, but crazy. His whips less than 1. 105 strikeouts, 7 walks.
And he throws, what, 101?
Yeah, but the thing is, that's usually a guy, a hitter, does that. Like, yeah. Chris Davis would be 105 and 7 Ks, you know, or whatever. That's, or 7 walks. This guy is dealing. He doesn't walk anybody, and Orioles are going to have their hands full. I'm not telling you anything, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know. All right, let's get back to the phones. PT and Towson. PT, what's up?
Bob, on June 19th, 1986, I got more phone calls than I ever have in my life the morning Len Bias died. But last night, I just got one text and one phone call talking about how you lost your bet. I mean, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life when Westberg hit that home run.
Okay. I was going to text Nolan as soon as he did it. I was going to $$$.
To be honest with you, you know, I'm a little dim-witted, and unfortunately, I, too, remember the tragic night or morning that I woke up and found out that Len Bias had passed away, coming up on, what, 39 years ago. But I woke up. It dawned on me this morning. I'm in the shower at like 5:05. 10-1. Then I let out an expletive. They scored 10.
I called Nolan at 7:15 this morning. He didn't answer, but I left him a message. Hey, we got it. Don't tell Bob, but let's play it in the opener.
I totally forgot until I remembered. And I wasn't going to say anything. But, yeah, it is on tape. Yeah, all right. What else you got there, PT?
We're good. You tell me, Bob. With prior to Westberg's injury last year, we were 42-22. We pull that, we're in the playoffs by a long shot. You don't see that as a possibility with this team fully healthy now?
I'm not going nutty just yet, PT. And it 42-22 is what they're going to need to get into this playoff mix, I would assume. Because if they don't, then Zach Eflin's going to be helping another team down the stretch in the postseason. Maybe Sagano, maybe a couple of them, maybe Soto and Dominguez, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see. The Scooble's a tough ask. You know what I mean? They expect them to go out there and just rake against him. But can you eke out again? Can you win a 3-2? Can you win a 2-1? I mean, that's going to be the answer, I think, or the question today against him, because he's not going to walk anybody, as we know. Do you get aggressive against him in the count? Because he's always around the zone. I mean, their approach should be interesting to see, and he's left-handed, because PT, you know, slappy, go out there left-handed and get the Orioles out. So we saw the opener in the series. So I don't know. But can they go 42-22 with everyone healthy offensively? I still don't think they have the wherewithal in the rotation to pull.
Does
that
it scare you a little? They strike out a lot, the Orioles batters.
Yes, they do. But if they can hit home runs and get situational hitting, we can live with that.
Might have the best lineup in baseball when healthy, they might have the best and they might have the best bullpen with Felix back.
But they have the worst starting pitching
last year. I hear you. I'm worried. You know, God knows. But the horses are there. I'm just saying there is definitely a window. There's definitely a chance.
Yeah. Well, they better crawl through it right now, PT, or it's going to slam shut at the trade deadline. And then we're looking ahead to 2026. And thanks for the call. Unless the Orioles do go on some sort of magical run. Nolan and I were talking yesterday. See how Toronto's leveling up in a big way?
Yep.
They had made the playoffs 2 years in a row, bottomed out last year. Now they're back, air quotes. This might be the Orioles' reality. 23-24 in, winning season 22. They might have to flush 25 and then 26 come back with a vengeance with still a lot of the core guys. Now, Toronto spent some dough, certainly to bolster that rotation, but they're having success. They just swept the Cardinals, so we'll get into all of that and more. But is Adley Rutschman back? After a hot start to June, he was percolating at the end of May. Gunner's starting to heat up. Westberg's been clutch all career, and certainly since he's returned, Sed's back. So the band's back together offensively for the most part. Is that good enough to overcome a less-than-mediocre start?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rotation. 6:35 first pitch, giving you some just matchups. Oriole batters against him during their careers. Dylan Carlson. Switch hitter, 1-for-7, 3 Ks. Gun show, brief, 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Jackson, 0-for-2 with a K. Ramon Laureano, more of a sample size. He's 2-for-15 with 6 strikeouts, but one of those two was a home run. Sed's 2-for-8, 3 Ks. O'Hearn's 0-for-2, 2 punchies, bar a phrase from the Ripkins. And then Ramon Laureano, he's 3-for-11. With 3 strikeouts. So in totality, that's .188 with 19 strikeouts. But all of that means nothing once they throw that first pitch tonight starting around 6:35. But their hands are full. Orioles are 6-3 in the month of June. They had a 3-2 March, dreadful May. Well, they got better at the end of May, sucked in April, and sucked through most of May. +12 run differential, which is still terrible for the season. And Nolan, get in here with this one as well. What does this mean other than the immediate? They're playing better now. Yep. Instead of their back, they're better. Or could this be a sign that, you know, because Eplin's going to bring it every fifth day. So is Sagano. So you like those two. Povich, you know, mixed bag. Yeah. Kramer's been outstanding outside of his last start, his last six or seven outings. So you're still trying to Morton. All right. Cross your fingers. Hope for the best, I guess. And what do you think? I mean, how is this a big picture sign, or is this just, hey, they're having a good little 2-week stretch like every team? Even the Rockies just swept a series lately. They go through.
Right. Well, if last week taught us anything, it's that, you know, 6-game win streak, as great as it is, probably still not enough to proclaim a team that dug itself this deep as back. I'll eat my words on that one. But I think at the very least, any sort of turnaround, any sort of good performance on the field, any sort of stretch of success would do a lot for our sanity as a fan base right now, heading into next year. There's a lot of changes that need to be made, a lot of corrections, money needs to be spent, but at least give us something to lean on. Because earlier this year, the pace for their win record was rivaling the disaster of the 2018 season, a team that also was trying to compete, and they ended up winning, what, like 54 games or something crazy?
47. Like, I can show you my tattoo during the break.
54 was the 2019.
Yeah.
I got them mixed up. But yes, you do have the tattoo to prove
it.
So they were
couldn't win 50 games.
They were on a abysmal pace for the talent that they had. And even if they end up finishing this year, I don't know, like 75 wins, that's not good. It's below 500. It's losing. You don't get anything for that. You don't even get a good draft position for that. But at least it would be able to lean on it and say, all right, they weren't as bad as they were in April for an entire summer. It was a bad stretch. It cost them the season. But not all hope is lost.
We'll know if there's hope. They win the series against Detroit and beating the dude to do so.
Yeah.
Hey, Angels are playing really good baseball right now. They just swept an A's team that took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. Then it's Tampa. Then it's the Yankees.
Yep.
I think we'll know, what, 2 weeks from now when we get on here on a Monday or whatever it is, we'll know whether or not they're in or they're out. And whether or not some of these guys are, hey, Zach Eplin, that changeup worked great last night. He's going to be using that for a contending team coming up in July and August.
I would say two things, Bob. If two things that 2 weeks from now, if they do the two things, we're going to be talking real good about them. Quality starts, runners in scoring position. They get those two things, they're going to win a lot of games.
Hey, that 6-game winning streak was predicated on what? Quality starts.
Yep.
Got one again last night. Got some offense to chip in. The only thing you could complain about from last night's win, 10-1, you're not pitching, beating, you know, best team in the American League. They were 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Then it got hot. So that means they were 3-for-4 at the end. See, find your find that half a full glass of excitement there, Noel.
Well, it shows you that that's not the full story. And right. Obviously we get on the runners in scoring position thing, and it's not good. And at times it's just flat out abysmal. But you can win, and you can win big even without that. Does that mean that you're too reliant on the home run? Maybe, but for as bad as this Orioles offense has been this year, if they're going to be homer happy, I'll take it. If that's the only way they're going to score, at least they're scoring. I'm not in the business to complain here.
Wins are wins, baby. Take them any way you can get them when we come back. Going to hear from Chuck Smith as we transition to the Ravens real quick, as he talked about his young pass rushers and how they've developed over the course of time, and his influence is certainly part of it. Top of the hour, Tony Pentee, OrielsHangout.com. Talk about what's going on down on the farm. Braxton Bragg, remember the guy that kind of catapulted and came out of nowhere? Steve Molesky and Tony have said to be one of the top prospects in the Orioles system. Forearm soreness, but apparently it's not that severe. And Creed Williams, he'll be joining us later in the show. Tony Pentee has loved him all along, and he's going to tell us why. Top of the hour, whip around 11:15. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy's tough love, man. Is he bringing any of that today at 11:30? Since he came in a couple of years ago, one of the defining quotes I remember from him: every guy will have a signature pass rush move. And he mentioned Ajabo and health being a main element for why in his career he has accumulated four sacks. But give us a scouting report on Ojabo, a guy that, is he a bubble player heading into training camp? Mandatory minicamp next week. But, you know, when we're talking on, you know, September 12th, is David Ojabo still going to be around?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, Bob. And you know what? When you, and we'll hear a lot of Chuck Smith talking about a lot of the players, but when he talks about a lot of the other guys, he's a lot more definitive and more positive about them than he is David Ojabo. Now, the thing that, you know, you see with Ojabo is he's gotten in better shape. You know, I mean, his body looks better, leaner. And maybe because he's not, like Chuck says, he's not rehabbing and everything. The biggest thing I say with Ojabo is when he comes off the ball and he stands up, he's a below average player just because he's playing. Because he stands up and he's a mechanical man. When he comes off low, then he becomes a much better player. And can he do it consistently? That's the thing. And from what we've seen, all we can go is by what we've seen on film. Not right. Michigan film, but Ravens film. And right now it's no. So that's what he's got to do is, you know, and we're going to hear Chuck talk about Mike Green, you know, and totally different. We're going to hear him talk about Tavius Robinson and, I mean, and Travis Jones. I mean, when he's talking about these guys, Bob, I mean, they're ready to take that next step where – he hasn't. There's not that about Ojabo. So there's question marks still with Ojabo.
13 games last year for David Ojabo. 9 tackles, 2 sacks. We're waiting for a splash play. I know a couple years back he sacked Joe Burrow in a game towards the end of the season. But getting back to signature moves, I mean, have you noticed one from him? I mean, does he have a spin? Can he swim? No. Can he leap tall buildings in a single bound kind of thing here?
No, but athletically, he looks all right. Because, Bob, yesterday they were working a drill, which was a cool drill for the pass rushers and stuff, where they were coming upon one. You know, they were doing like a power move, power bull rush move. Boom, they were coming off, hitting the dummy. And then on the next one, they were spinning. And a lot of them had really nice spin moves. So they're trying to incorporate those types of things, you know, in their moves. And speaking of a guy with a good move, I did see people's make a real good play in practice one time where he showed, like, bam, got off real quick and got instant pressure on the quarterback. So that just came to my mind when I was thinking about D-line where people's, you know, I hadn't seen a lot. That one was real nice.
Any surprise that the Ravens canceled OTAs? The surprise was they had 4 announced last week, all open to the media, because the original plan was 3 weeks, only 1 open per week, and then this past week, or the ones about to complete, oh, where the hell did this come from?
Yeah.
And then later in the afternoon yesterday, they shot her down. So any big deal here? I don't think it's any big deal whatsoever.
Bob, the thing was, like I was asking Jonas, like towards the end of practice yesterday, I said, Jonas, you think they'll move up practice? You know, so guys can get out a little quicker? Well, they didn't move it up. They moved it out.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the thing. And you know, when you watched practice yesterday, like Zay was there. I mean, he did individual drills and route running and everything. But when team started, he was standing next to Greg Lewis, the receiver coach, with no helmet. You know, Kyle Hamilton was doing no team stuff. And all the other, a lot of the other than old linemen, and, you know, they weren't doing anything. So now, I think they've had enough. They've seen enough. They've had enough. Now they're ready for the 2 days to have everybody go get rested, and let's have 2 awesome days.
Well, later in the show, news from the Nats, we're going to hear more from Chuck Smith. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh, Tavius Robinson, who kind of had a surprising 2024 season. What does this mean for him moving forward? A little on the older side as opposed to traditional third-year guys, but still, he had some impact plays. As we just say with David Ojabo, can't really remember any of those. But Robinson, we have. So we'll get into all of that. But when we come back, Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Find out what's going on down on the farm. Major League Baseball draft is coming up the All-Star Weekend. What's that? Tuesday, I believe it is, or whatever. But the Orioles have three picks in the top 31. They're a little bit later. Will they take a pitcher for the first time in the Mike Elias era in that time frame? Whip around left 15. We talked about the NBA Finals a little bit earlier. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight. And then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague on BBT, talks about the Birds. 6-3 in June. What does all of it mean?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.